Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am chock full of information for you. I'm going to give you a tip how to eat well out in the outdoors without a whole lot of time spent around the stove cooking. Actually, no time with some of the ways we're going to talk about. Chicken drumsticks. I catch those things on sale for... last week, I actually bought a big old package of them, maybe 18, maybe 20 of them in a big package. I think I paid $7 for that. Now, here's a recipe or a way to do this. It's not really a recipe. It's real simple. Take the whole batch of your chicken drumsticks, get a bunch of them, season them the way you like to. I like to use Tony Satchery's The More Spice. It's the spicier out of their seasoning. But whatever type of seasoning you like, you could use fajita seasoning on them if you wanted to, or salt, pepper, and garlic. But I highly recommend a little Cajun seasoning on these things. Put them in your smoker. I've got an electric smoker. It's called a Smoking Tex. I set the thermostat at 225, and I let them smoke in there for about 4 hours. They're well done. You want these chicken drumsticks well done. Let them cool. And then I use a little, you know, most people have a vacuum sealer of some sort. I have a vacuum sealer. Put them in, put about 4 drumsticks per bag, little quart bags, I guess they are. Pull a vacuum on them and toss them in your freezer. You've got well-seasoned, well-done chicken drumsticks in your freezer then. Now, I do all of them like that. So I'll have, out of one of those big packages, I'll have 4 or 5 quart bags with 4 of them in there, you know, in each bag. Now, when you go hunting or fishing or wherever, you have got some flavorful smoked chicken to eat. Throw those before you leave home. Throw those in your, if it's cold wintertime, just put them in your pack. They'll defrost throughout the day. If it's warm weather, put them in a cooler. Take them with you. You've got lunch right there. So when you're out hunting, if you're hunting with a buddy, say, here, take one of these, and I guarantee you that makes a great meal. You might even want to throw in a couple pieces of light bread with them. But another way to use this that I do a lot is chicken fajitas at lunch. They can be made in 15 minutes or less if you have your vegetables chopped up. Simple as this, folks. Have your little cooking oil in a skillet. You know, I use my old cast iron skillet a lot, you know. And either chop that off or you can pull that meat off the drumstick there with your fingers. But get it off of there. Throw it in that skillet. Chop up some jalapeno and put some onion. I like onion in there. If you don't like the jalapeno, you can always use bell pepper, you know. Fajitas, that's what you're going to be making, chicken fajitas. Except you're going to be blending your vegetables with the chicken. It just does a number on the seasoning when you do that. Now, Fiesta brand fajita seasoning is all I use. It's not too salty. So you want some Fiesta brand fajita seasoning or whatever you like for fajitas. Sprinkle that heavily as your veggies and your smoked chicken are cooking. And have you some corn or flour tortillas off on the side there. You might even want a little green picante sauce of some sort there to put on them. That is a quick, very, very tasty lunch. You can be camped out or whatever, but try this and try putting those drumsticks to good use. Now, next week, I promise I'm going to share a catfish and bait tip with you using cattle range cubes and pieces of cloth. I think you want to tune in next week too, because this works. Folks, hope you can get out this weekend, enjoy the outdoors. I'll be back here with you next week, so be safe. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.